Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, your call's coming up. Also, there's incredible demonizations of the Tea Party going on right now. New York Times has linked it to the, tried to tie it to the KKK. Cities are auditing. It's just incredible. Colin Powell came out and demonized it, and I'm going to cover it tonight, and said the media needs to work basically with the government to lying to the American people. Just incredible. Finishing up with Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and also economist. Briefly, because we really want to hear what you have to say about Europe. Where do you see this going? Because, I mean, I'm really starting to get concerned. The elites are insane. They are megalomaniacal. They have a plan, but it is sheer madness, and they're going to run into countries that aren't going to put up with it.
With the Russian case, right? Today, President Medvedev doing something that he didn't want to do, but Putin is making him do it, has opened up, inaugurated this rather impressive-looking phased array anti-missile radar at the western edge of the Russian Federation, right? Looking into Europe, and they've got some short-range missile set up, so they're saying, you want to put your ABM anti-ballistic missile systems in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Romania and these places, fine, we'll put missiles there so we can blow them up in the first 2 or 3 minutes. So this is actually very big stuff. The part in Europe, of course, is astronomically bigger than even things in the Middle East, because in Europe you've got nuclear NATO and nuclear Russia. And if these clash, then that's World War III by anybody's definition. So Russian resistance is stiffening. The Russians, of course, started late. It was a tragic mistake not to veto the Libyan resolution. That's Putin. Putin is trying to pick up the pieces after Medvedev made this mess. But that is happening. And on the European side, the problem with the Europeans is they needed to strike against these agencies, right? We're now hearing that France is about to be downgraded, right? Belgium has been downgraded, Portugal downgraded, all of these agencies, right? Fitch, Moody's.
Yeah, as if the agency can downgrade a nation state when it's the banksters that have maneuvered the nation state into this position. Now they're saying, we say you're in debt servitude, and the government say, okay. I mean, this is pathetic.
Yeah, that's the danger of a weak state. See, if you had a strong state, the strong state would say, guess what, ratings agencies? You're indicted. You're in jail. We're shutting you down. You're the tentacle of a foreign intelligence service. You're in the orbit of the U.S. intelligence community, because, of course, they are. And we're going to be investigating you. That's what General de Gaulle would have done, right? He would have had a tank parked outside the ratings agency very, very quickly, and that would have been the end of them. The other thing, of course, is if you're under attack through credit default swaps, and that's what's happening to Italy, for example, ban credit default swaps. Don't let the speculators use this engine, right? The credit default swap is a way to increase the striking power and the destructive power of whatever speculative money you're deciding to throw at a country. So this is it's a conspiracy. What other word for it?
No, they're collapsing it finally into the IMF and World Bank and their private holders.
Right.
But one comment, though, Tarpley, and I respect your view and your intellect. You keep saying America, Anglo-American, establishment. We ourselves are kept slaves of the six big mega banks. So when you keep saying America, 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 America is just another one of their holdings. We're just a giant engine or a coal box they use to fund their system.
But I tried to point out, we're talking about finance capital, right? We're talking about Wall Street and the City of London, and we're talking about their respective plantations. Now, if you don't want to be on their plantation, then you have to struggle, right? You have to do something to get out of that. And quite frankly, a mass movement, right? You've got to.
But bottom line, people, they're losing control, so they might start World War III.
Right, but the point is, we got some momentum with this Occupy Wall Street. I think that has some positive features. That's got to now.
All right, we'll have to have you back up, Webster. Glad you got back safe. Phone calls, tons of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, as I keep repeating over and over again here, things are just going to get crazier and crazier from here on out. I mean, you got Pakistan blowing up into flames, Syria, Al-Qaeda being dispatched by the globalists everywhere to do their dirty work, just in front of everyone. We're taking your rights because of Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda, take over this, 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 and this. Here's our funds, missiles, everything. I mean, it's so bizarre how naked it is. But the average American does not hold a passport. Cannot find countries in Latin America, much less Asia, and literally has no idea even what planet they're on. They know all about football. They know all about acting cool. They know they're free, even though they drive through checkpoints on the way home. We've got to reach out to these people and explain it's the mega banks that are doing this to you, or the globalists are going to implode all of Europe and then implode the United States and say, "We're sorry, your government has contracts with these mega banks. You must raise all these taxes and all these new property taxes and business taxes. That's the way it is to pay your debt," when most of it is not even our debt. We've been signed on to the derivatives. I mean, I'm seeing reports out of places like Greece where they're raising all these new property taxes, business taxes, you name it. Speaking of that, then I'm going to your calls. Here's the Austin American Statesman today. Court okays business tax. Justices say it doesn't violate state constitution. Now lawmakers can tackle efforts to reform state levy. And they've got hospital district taxes, business taxes, excise taxes, franchise. I mean, it just goes on and on. All of this under Perry, who more than doubled the size of government, who got all these new state taxes passed that are basically income taxes for folks that actually try to employ people. Inspectors, everything. And he was behind all this. And Amnesty Cities, Free Tuition, Bilderberg Group, NAFTA Superhighways, supported NAFTA and GATT, supported Al Gore, supported Hillary Clinton. And I get emails going, you trashy liberal, how dare you not get behind Rick Perry? You're a liar about all that. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Mitt Romney, gun control, Amnesty Cities, open borders, praised by Al Gore, carbon taxes, pro-abortion, hedge fund scammer. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you get Herman Cain, Federal Reserve, New World Order, wants a new two new taxes on top of everything, excise and sales. Doesn't talk about how they're going to jack up the other nine or how there's another nine, four nines in there with the payroll tax. And then you get Newt Gingrich, who's worse than all of them combined. I mean, Newt Gingrich, NAFTA, GATT, part of groups calling for world government. I've read the quotes, wrote books, wrote forwards to books, the end of the family, total world government, the end of the United States, total tyranny, arrest citizens, on and on and on. Now they're on the verge of passing the bill. Rand Paul is fighting it. And I should have been screaming bloody murder all day about this. Instead, I'm just, well, yeah, they're trying to have indefinite detention, secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution. Because this ties into the Enemy Combatant Act and all that, and the military commission stuff. And then I've been to the drills. I see it in the news with the military now running real checkpoints. Totally illegal. And look, the mega banks that have captured America, if you take away one thing from this broadcast, it's this. If you study history, corrupt elites always use the military to take over the country and rob the general public. That's the nature of it. It's a weapon the corrupt always want. It's like, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, it's the Ring of Mordor. And there's always somebody that wants to get it and put it on. And government can provide that tyranny, that appetite of total domination. And the giant criminal group that brings the corrupt oligarchy to power, they always want more, more, more. And they don't like competition operating. It's about total avarice-filled domination. And they have been preparing and pushing forever to bring the military on the streets of America and to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And now they're almost done. And they're going to stage terror attacks, new Oklahoma cities, and blame it on this radio show, on Ron Paul, and on our movement for liberty. They've done it before. They're gearing up. You've seen the memos telling Obama how great it would be with his advisors, how only a new Oklahoma City to blame his detractors will save him. But it won't be to save Obama. It'll be to save this agenda. They don't fight fair. And even if there was a real terror attack, which it is always staged when it's this type of event, or provocateur, how does taking your rights fix everything? Why, if it's statistically one of the least dangerous things out there, being killed by a terrorist, why have you been taught to get all upset and freak out and have a fetish over the fear? And how did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave become a bunch of people in fetal positions, literally getting off on the fear? One time I was flying with somebody who used to work here years ago, and they would open the window of the plane and get all scared and go, and I would say, literally, I would say, stop it and close the window. And then he turned and he said, I think I kind of like it, getting scared. And that's what it is. Needless to say, I didn't fly with that person again. But, I mean, I'm talking about digging into the seat going, ah, ah, and I'm like, you didn't tell me this. Ah. And then everything's okay. You're at 30,000 feet. Ah, looking out the window, actually making that noise. And I said, I looked in their eyes. I said, you're getting off on this. I guess I am. Oh, my gosh. I go out in public, and especially the trendies, they look so soft, so stupid, so childlike, so into themselves, unaware, blissfully unaware. I mean, the New World Order looks at those people and just says, we're taking them down. Increase the dose in the water. Prepare to launch military strikes on our enemies. Soon the globe will be ours. I mean, I was reading the quotes of Newt Gingrich about, I have an inexorable political power appetite. I wish to dominate and overthrow the world system and bring in the new one of total empowerment and the new awakening of the great power and the consciousness. I mean, total Albert Pike, Illuminati, Lucifer stuff. I mean, that's who we're dealing with. Just like, yeah, power desires, rape everything. But if they're up there in the suit going, I'm your friend. Newt Gingrich will point his finger whenever somebody doesn't give up their rights. And he'll say, do you want to lose a U.S. city? And he says it like he's poking you with fear. And then everybody rises. Oh, no, we're so scared. And he smiles, little goblin. They're so easy to manipulate. I mean, he's weak. He's pathetic when you see what he is. And I got to watch these little... They're like fat little goblins that spiritually drag their belly and have like pus squirting out of them and blood dripping out their noses and bloodshot eyes and their horrible stinking spiritual flatulence, and their bellies leave like a snail trail of pus behind them. And like good people are like towering, you know, steel giants of will and intellect, but are so naive and spiritually have that blind spot that we're ruled by little tiny goblins with little short arms and legs that can hardly move and just kind of vomit stinking scrofulous. They like vomit rotten children's parts out. Blah! And wars and black smoke, and they're dragging themselves along. And you know, again, horrible flatulence. Just picture these creatures. And this is who we have to bow down to. I mean, with childlike... Newt Gingrich, do you want to lose a U.S. city? And everybody gets into being scared. They go, oh. Everybody's like, he's devastatingly accurate. I love being afraid. And the Republicans all just go, fear, save me, daddy. I mean, that, I'm telling you. I mean, you told old-time Americans, you better do this or they'll get you. No one would listen to you. Now everybody just literally, he's like, are you ready for this? Is everybody ready to like, have to put new diapers on, because I'm going to... Al-Qaeda will get you, and all you hear is a giant... I'm sorry to talk like this, a giant flatulence sound, and they fill their diapers. And that should be the American flag, is a big, fat person in a diaper, crying in fear, bowing down to a little goblin. A ugly, diseased goblin with pus and warts, eating a rotten baby. Okay, up here, and then down there is the public in a diaper praying to it. I mean, that's America. A demonic goblin eating a rotten baby, defecating on the American people who are in a diaper praying to them. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. We got to come. I'm sorry. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. You know, I had a caller who was on earlier. I said I'd get back to. I'll at least get to him right now if I can find the call system. Steve in Florida, you wanted to, or was it Steve or who was? You wanted to make a point about medical tyranny. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you, I invite any of your listeners to just type in Rockefeller Foundation medical schools, and you'll see right about the time Federal Reserve started, all the $mega-million in grants that they gave to the ailing medical schools, but that was only under one condition, is that they would have to follow what they say. And that was really a transfer of their petrochemical business, the Rockefeller family, into the pharmaceutical one. And the whole motto was disease maintenance and disease expansion. And when you look at it, I think it's demonically brilliant because they've made everybody sick.
Well, they want to make normal life not regenerative, like Terminator seeds is the archetype, where the seed doesn't produce another seed. You've got to go back to them. Again, they're little demonic, spiritual, pus-filled creatures that can hardly move, so they want to make all of us like them. You understand? They see us for what we really are, powerful, beautiful creators in God's image. So they're like, all right, jack them full of a bunch of the stuff, so they've got to buy everything from us to even be able to survive. Great point, sir. Really appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah, they're getting ready with all the attempts for forced inoculation. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chuck Berry. Johnny, be good.
She's down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
All right, I got to go to these calls. We got Dr. Corsi coming up with a bunch of breaking news on Iran. Aaron in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. Then we're going to get to Ryan and others. Go ahead, Aaron. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just talking about our little goblin leaders.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I love your description.
Well, unfortunately, that's about what it is, about a six-inch goblin who can hardly walk that we all bow down to. And we're about 10,000 feet tall, and could move mountains, but we don't. We just grovel and bow down to the goblin because he's got us under a spell.
Yeah. But I guess I'll just talk to the listeners out there. I actually want to share a dream. I think that people could actually make greenhouses on flat trailers just to have wheels on them. You just put a little greenhouse, and it could really keep us kind of mobile and have them in our backyards and stuff.
And what would you grow in that greenhouse?
Well, eventually, when Ron Paul's elected, there's way more profitable things to do then.
Well, you sound like you're in a really good mood today. Did you just have a big bong yet?
I think that's, yeah, understood. But this is not the point. That I think that we should be growing our own vegetables. Everyone should be, let's say if you're going to go and have a burger with ketchup and mustard, get the organic ketchup, get the good beef, and do the best you can. And that's,
well, by the way, that's an example of how we can demand things go in the right direction, voting with our dollars. Hunt's Ketchup now says organic and non high fructose corn syrup sugar. Just demanding it, and I guarantee you Heinz will be next. And it's little things like that. Very interesting. Anything else, Aaron? Because I want to let you get back to that bong.
Yeah, thank you. Just stay healthy. That's what I the best advice, because we know so much. And I think I was thinking this while I was on hold, that every patriot, the first year is going to be 100 people, the second year is going to be 1,000 people, then 10,000. That's why Alex Jones has like 10 million people listening to him right now. And that's,
well, I've got probably got 3 million overall the whole show every day, but it's around 15 million a week total every different platform. And a large portion of those are one-timers that come through only once or twice and hear the information. So we're reaching a lot of new people. That's super important as well. God bless you. I appreciate the call, Aaron. Watch out for the ganja. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Ryan in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while. I just wanted to address this whole Occupy movement and how it's associated with the United Nations, and more specifically how it's using a guide from the Tavistock Institute filtered through the Consensus Building Institute. And basically it says in this guide that they have the authors are the Commission for Group Dynamics and Assemblies, but I can't find out who these people are.
Yeah, and they persecute them to make people feel sorry for them at one level of the dialectic while setting the precedent to attack people. Again, they announce for people to come out against corrupt elements of Wall Street. Good people show up. Then they come in and say there is no leader to make sure no patriots get in there. Then they slowly take them over to where now they're calling for open borders, world government, gun control, communism, socialism. George Soros is our supreme ruler. All of this garbage to control the opposition. And yes, it's all Delphi UN brainwashing technique. And I'm not saying the Occupy itself is bad, but that's the layer over it trying to control us. And then people are like, you're criticizing Occupy. It's not one monolith. It's like the Tea Party. Ron Paul starts it. Republicans try to take it over. So you're talking about two Tea Parties, the Patriot Tea Party and the Rhino Newt Gingrich type Tea Party. You see, it's the same thing with this. The establishment is trying to control opposition.
Well, that sounds exactly what I've uncovered with my research. I mean, it doesn't matter what aspect that you go digging into in this. The deeper that you dig, the more you keep on finding out that there's UN involvement and that these people basically want to get down on their knees and invite this new world order system in. That's what it's all about.
No. They're the children of spoiled yuppies, of the spoiled baby boomers, and they literally think the New World Order is going to roll over like a fat sow and offer a Milky up to them, and they're going to come over and just suckle like fat little piglets all day long. Which the New World Order says they openly want to cyanide their butt. So here's the, you know, they drop down the big milk device, the mammary gland, and the little trendies run up and then fall over dead, basically.
Well, I just find it a little convenient that they have these tent cities all set up, and it's, you know, right about the same time when the EU is about, like, basically on the verge of collapse, and we could see them collapse within a couple of weeks. And so they have their tent cities all set up, ready to serve borscht, and it, you know, it seems like, you know, they're creating a home for these people that's going to end up being rife with disease. And then
they've got to move them to the FEMA center for their health. Exactly. We told you this years ago, how they would play it out. It's for their own good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
And I'll crash it down, and you break your crown, and you put your...
Okay, Al-Qaeda forces are being inserted over Libya and the West and inserted into Syria as usual, as they were used against the Serbs and the Russians, doing a great job for the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that in a moment, and yes, I will also get to your calls. Sean, Rodney, Billerin, and everybody else that's Frank, others that are holding. A guest on the show, he was on a few times via phone, once in studio, and then he actually got me on the Opie and Anthony show, which is a pretty big syndicated show, when he was kind of guest hosting it. Really funny guy, awakening to the New World Order. Patrice O'Neill dead, comedian dies at 41 following diabetes battle and stroke. That's really sad. And Charlie Sheen, a mutual friend, said on Patrice O'Neill that the world lost a brilliant man. And he got to know him on the Charlie Sheen roast. And we're all just human, but it's sad to see him go. Remember, life is very, very short. Now, shifting gears, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for a quick little news pop-in, and right before me was Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has a lengthy bio, but has worked with the State Department, you name it, also worked in finance. And he joins us because he was saying basically that the Iran attack is imminent, and he only had about 3 minutes. I want him to be able to flesh that out a bit more. He's a PhD from Harvard University in political science. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Obama Nation, and, of course, wrote the Swift Boats book and a lot more. JeromeCorsi.com is his website, and he joins us now. You know, my issue here is, Doc, and the Washington Post came out today and actually said, oh, looks like somebody in the West is blowing up these missile bases and killing their top missile general. And I've known, I don't know, what is it, for 5-6 years, Bush admitted they've got groups in there sabotaging things. I'm no fan of the mullahs and the general thing in Iran. My issue is it is a major provocation. I mean, imagine if Iran was here blowing stuff up. And it's kind of like, well, Iran, you're still evil because we're blowing stuff up. Israel, the U.S., and England reportedly are all over there. And you're still bad. We blew you up and you're standing down and taking it. That's Al-Qaeda. And the media calls them Al-Qaeda when we all know they're Shiite. And all of this is only going to dig the mullahs in more, all the sociologists and political scientists have said. And so clearly, Dr. Corsi, they're moving forward with this. So, I mean, what's your view on this? And I know you have a lot of sources. I have some of the same sources off record. But a lot of this is very transparent that, you know, things aren't just blowing up on their own. Easter bunnies aren't laying explosive bombs. What's happening here? And how big of an issue is this?
Well, I think, Alex, it's an extremely big issue. We're right on the verge of a major war in the Middle East with most likely Israel and Iran. And I've seen the satellite pictures of this military base that was blown up just a few days ago outside of Tehran, and it was leveled. I mean, this was clearly some kind of a major strike that took out that base, killed 17 Revolutionary Guard, a top Iranian missile scientist, nuclear scientist. The provocations within Iran for, you know, blowing up, and also major explosions yesterday in Isfahan, which is one of the refinement processes for uranium, one of the sites where Iran refines uranium. Clearly, the initial main suspect is going to be Mossad and the Israeli agents. It's not unlikely. I mean, Israel is going to do everything they can to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and the time is winding down very quickly. Iran is positioned right now to fill the vacuum that the United States is leaving, especially in Iraq. Iran is going to be the major dominant power within the Middle East in a very short time, and that also frightens the Saudis, who are Sunnis. So you've got a powder keg here that's already beginning to ignite, and internal provocations blowing up facilities within Iran is certainly going to heighten the tension, as we see again today with the takeover of by so-called students, which are really various militias and activists in Iran taking over the British embassy, much as like in 79, the U.S. embassy was taken over. It's beginning. This is the beginning of what's going to be a major regional war. And I don't think it's reversible at this point. I've been writing about it since 2005, warning people it was going to happen. We're in the very first stages. This is like, Alex, 1914, and seeing the initial provocations and incidents that led to a world war. We're headed down that same path.
Now, Dr. Corsi, obviously you've got a lot of sources. A lot of this is open intelligence. Clearly, the media has been gearing up. I don't buy that story about the car salesman and was going to kill the Saudi ambassador and all that. Clearly a provocation. A lot of experts across the political spectrum, including George W. Bush's top expert on the Persians, came out and said it was phony. But clearly they're trying to go in that direction. What intel do you have on the time frame and what type of chain reaction that this is going to basically lead to? And of course, I'm getting at Iran really stupidly. I mean, I know they can only take so much, depending on which view you take. Regardless, they have taken quite a bit. But of course, they deserve it because it's peace bombs and everything. But Iran has come out, I'm being sarcastic, Iran has come out and said, their intelligence said, that they'll take the war to the American and Israeli streets. And that's exactly what the West wants. They're going to love using the TSA on the streets and the army on the streets. And they've got this bill to arrest citizens and throw you in the slammer for life with no trial. I mean, clearly Iran is playing right into the bankster's hands, right as the banks implode, right as the Bank of the World is announced. I mean, I can really see this coming together.
Well, and the major provocation right now in Iran is not necessarily blowing things up. It's actually the pressures that are being put on the Iranian central bank, again by Great Britain and the Obama administration, finally engaging with Iran. But these pressures are going to be very difficult for Iran to survive economically. And when you threaten Iran economically, you're going to get a backlash. I think from Israel's point of view, Israel's going to wait till the last possible minute before they strike. But that could happen any time. And the Netanyahu government's been much more active. I mean, my sources in Israel are saying that there's a major push for a strike on Iran any day. We could wake up any day and the strike could occur. When it occurs, it could also be a provocation that occurs somewhere else, an incident in the Gaza, an incident with Lebanon, any kind of disturbance, including within Syria, where Israel finally feels that the balance is so swung against Israel that the pressure from Iran to develop a nuclear weapon is so intense that Israel has no choice but to strike now. Israel does not want to do it. But I think in the final analysis, it's coming. I've said for years, been trying to prevent this war from happening. But again, the steps that could have been taken all along have been missed. We engaged in negotiations with Iran, going back to Condoleezza Rice in 2005 in the Bush administration. That was a waste of time.
Well, Doc, what about this announcement that Al-Qaeda is firing Katyusha rockets into the country?
That's, again, I mean, you've got provocations from Al-Qaeda. You've got provocations from Hamas firing rockets at any day into Israel. This entire situation, Alex, is a tinderbox. You've got what, you know, the Arab Spring, which was touted as this great democracy movement. It's really a major movement on the Muslim mafia, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been anti-Israel, been, you know, directly opposed to the interests of Israel, and determined to radicalize, impose Sharia law in the countries across North Africa.
But, so, Doc, it's more than the Muslim Brotherhood Sharia law. I mean, I've got the London Telegraph, you name it, today, admitting that Al-Qaeda has taken over most of the cities. They're flying the flags. The military leader in Tripoli is a top real Al-Qaeda guy, was fighting U.S. forces and coalition forces in Iraq. We now have reports that 600 Al-Qaeda have been sent in to fight Syria. It's not just like the government didn't know and messed up and oopsie, here comes Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was used against the Serbs, the Russians. I mean, it's like the Swiss Army knife that they use. So how can we all give up our rights because Al-Qaeda's going to get us while the underwear bomber's gotten on the plane by the government? Al-Qaeda's being put in power everywhere. I mean, come on, Doc. I mean, what's really going on with this Al-Qaeda?
You've got the situation. That's what I'm saying, Alex, is you've got Al-Qaeda operating almost as the military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what's going on. And in these countries, that's going to be radicalized. It's not going to be democracy in Egypt. It's going to be a government, whichever government takes over, that's going to be much more favorable to letting Al-Qaeda operate. Al-Qaeda is going to ramp up the violence. The violence is going to be directed to Israel. Alex, if you're sitting in Tehran, there's never been a more favorable moment to try a war with Israel. The United States is crippled economically. The EU is going down the tubes fast.
Why would NATO and our government then put Al-Qaeda in this position?
Well, it's all been the whole structure of this, and you said it in the previous segment, the prelude for more globalism. This is, again, in the EU crisis, you're seeing it. The solution the EU is offering is to have fiscal unity, fiscal EU taking over the economies of each of the individual nations. The globalists are seeing this is the final great push for globalism. It's going to come in the collapse of the EU, the collapse of the United States economically. There's no way the euro is going to be saved unless globalism ramps up and the EU becomes a fiscal union and the bankers essentially take over both in the United States and in Europe. Look at how many of these European leaders, these technocrats, have ties back to Goldman Sachs and all the other major investment brokers. At the same time, Obama's waging kind of a populist war against Wall Street, which he doesn't believe for a minute.
It's controlled opposition, and it demonizes General Wall Street, not the zombie banks as the problem. But Doc, looking at this,
that's also the script he's been given to go out and try to divert attention. I mean, Obama's as much of a globalist as any of these people. And Obama's advancing the globalism goal.
All right, so I concur with you. So basically they're putting Al-Qaeda in charge in all these countries and using them as a secret army because it sows destabilization, and that's what they want. It's very simple, order out of chaos.
Exactly. We're going to have a major breakup in the Middle East, a major war I think it's going to be. I don't see any way it's not going to devolve into a war. At the same time, you've got a major breakup in the EU where the euro is virtually on the brink and the United States is bankrupt. These are not happening by accident. This is the final push for the globalists out of this chaos to tell people the only way you're going to be safe is if you give us the power, us bankers the power, to run the world. At the same time, you got Congress over here with John McCain with new measures to say Americans can be picked up off the streets and charged as terrorists and put away without any trial. You've got the New York Times and the Washington Post who are running a political agenda and refusing to report any of this. You know, the Arab Spring is touted as this great democracy movement. It has nothing to do with democracy. It has to do with the radicalization of the Middle East in advance of a major war that the globalists intend to use the chaos in order to gain more power.
Exactly. Very, very well said. And that is exactly what's going on here. Now, I understand that you're pro-Israel. I look at this completely neutral and cold.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. But at the same time, the West did overthrow Mossadegh, who was pro-West. He just wanted to build up Iran, and kind of the British model didn't want to industrialize its vassal states. Okay, and then you have all the Shah and the Savak and the torture. I mean, this country, the people running this country and running England before Israel even existed or when it was barely crawling, have done wrong to the Iranian people. Then you've got all the weird CIA stuff helping get the mullahs in and Iran-Contra. I mean, you talk about a mess of spaghetti. I can study Cloak and Dagger, and I have trouble understanding it. From your understanding, what's really going on in Iran, and won't this just dig in the hardliners? And isn't this just about Netanyahu, who says this will make him like Churchill? This will be good for the mullahs to be attacked. It'll be good for Netanyahu to attack, make him look strong. It'll be a nice diversion for Obama. I mean, I just see this as evil. I mean, how come Pakistan can have nukes, but I mean, I'm not saying Iran is even going to have them. This is crazy.
I think you hit on a key point, though, Alex. The secret history, the intelligence history of the Middle East, if not the world since the end of World War II, is probably the most important real history going on. I mean, you've not only had intelligence involvement back to Mossadegh in 1953, you had intelligence involvement all through the history of the Middle East, going back really to the creation of the agencies, the OSS, back in the United States during World War II. This is all a structure of intelligence that is also working hand in hand with the bankers on a global world order. If you think the KGB and the CIA are two separate organizations, you're wrong. These are two organizations that have worked hand-in-hand for decades. We've got a president whose life history reads like a intelligence disinformation campaign to hide who he really is. A missing year where no one can figure out where Barack Obama was in Colombia, that he's not there when he was supposed to be there, a trip to Pakistan that no one's ever explained.
A fake legend history about him, all of it. So how is it going for the globalists and their plan to destroy the free market and transfer us back to feudalism?
Well, I think, Alex, we're about to find out. I mean, in the next 6 months, I think, are going to be written in the streets around the world. You're going to have protests going on in Greece. You have protests going on in Italy, you have protests in the United States. The Occupy movement is just the beginning of the anarchist chaos. It's an attempt to
co-opt legitimate movements against the zombie banks and make it a general anti-capitalist movement. Let me ask you this question. You rightly say, because that is the plan, to implode Europe, then implode the U.S., then call for this global receivership arm, and the countries waive their sovereignty. This is all admitted now. They're going to have trouble executing this because we've been here for decades warning people.
Well, and in fact, what's going on too, Alex, is a greater attempt to marginalize. I'm senior a staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. We're continuing to write about this all the time. But again, the marginalization. You take a look at the extent to which, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the major networks, including Fox, moving more to the left. There's an attempt to block out anybody who's going to criticize globalism, anybody who's going to say the bankers are behind this. And again, as I point out, don't miss the banking connection. The riots in the streets today in Tehran over the embassy being taken over Great Britain is about banking. It's about the fact that the central banks are trying to put discipline on Iran's central bank, and Iran realizes that's going to cause depression in Iran.
Well, we're going to break here in a minute, but, I mean, look at it today. New York Times likens Tea Party to KKK. City audits Tea Party. I mean, they're coming after the Tea Party because even though it's got rhinos trying to control it, it is what the globalists fear. And so meanwhile, they've got Occupy Wall Street that's their attempt to try to control and steer the debate towards robbing the state, robbing middle class, instead of getting us out of globalism that is this bondage. Dr. Corsi's our guest. He writes for WorldNetDaily.com. Of course, our website's InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Okay, I'll do a little bit of overdrive for callers that are holding. I'm going to get to you. Finishing up with Dr. Corsi. Regardless of which side you're on, I realize this is a lot bigger than Israel, Iran, the United States, England. It is these mega banks who openly finance the fake green movement, the carbon taxes, the world government, Newt Gingrich, all of it. They don't like a true free society, and they're our enemies. And all of these governments love wars because it becomes a political distraction. And I agree with Dr. Corsi. You're about to, I mean, the world is reaching the quickening point. Economically, all of it. They can't deny the depression, any of it. Doc, we'll have to have you back up for a full hour in the near future if you can do it to really flesh all this out. But you've got the bombing of the bases in Pakistan. You've got all this other weirdness going on. How do you see this playing out? You got cut off by the break. You were bringing up a lot of issues. I mean, the fact that they admit that this bill allows the secret arrest of citizens, but they say, oh, well, citizens are exempt, but we can then take that away if we want, and held for life in prison without trial. I mean, it's like waking up in a dystopic movie or something.
Well, I think, Alex, the point I want to get across is that the next 6 months you're going to see the EU, you're going to see the United States be violent in the streets. This is going to go back to the streets. And the intent is to push it into the streets. Chaos. Because when chaos occurs, while a war, I think, also breaks out in the Middle East simultaneously. So you got financial collapse. You got people who are threatened, not going to get their pension checks, not going to get their Medicare checks, not going to get whatever from the government. You've got chaos breaking out in the United States. The EU will collapse. And out of this chaos is exactly the formula I think the globalists intend to gain more power, because it will produce fear. Well, people feel fear when they're watching on the television set every night, riots, uncontrolled violence. People are going to be willing to give up more rights to government control. We now move the bankers into the position. Take a look at who the new heads of state are in Europe. These technocrats, they're moving the bankers into positions of politicians running these countries in preparation of a banker takeover of the European Union. That's what's going to emerge from the chaos, because the globalists have not given up their dream of a one-world government. You know, it'll take chaos to create what they want in terms of a one-world government, and we're going through that chaos first stages right now.
And you are 100% right. That is the plan. We're now here, the real birth of world government, where they just go, yeah, it's authoritarian. Yeah, the bankers took over Europe through fraud. So what? The economist says they know best. Incredible stuff happening here. How do we stop them? I mean, I think we've already done it. For decades, we've known what's going on. We've exposed the program. And I think that they're going to have trouble. They may try to get it in place, but there's no way even an authoritarian secret arrest system is going to be able to enforce this.
I think we're going to get to a point where the United States is closer to breaking up than it's ever been. You know, I think we're at a point of going back to the 10th Amendment. There's some states, some places in the country that are just going to say no. Don't want to participate in this anymore. The only way to deal with it is going to be to opt out of it. To say, we're finished with it. You know, United States of America, go your own way. We're Texas. We're whatever state. We're going our way. Because it's going to have to be a situation of fighting against the globalists by not allowing power to aggregate.
Exactly.
In governments and in banks, but getting back to individual control of our lives.
Well said. I mean, it's like this. The Russian people aren't bad. The German people aren't bad. They got evil governments. And America has been hijacked by these finance oligarchs. And
who don't read the Constitution and don't care about the Constitution.
Yeah, and who hate it. And, folks, you're going to have to recognize this if America has any hope. Dr. Jerome Corsi, WorldNetDaily.com, thank you for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'll be on the radio tonight and TV, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.